Alexa, volume one.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm glad I answered because I came up with a robocall, and I was like, I bet you this is at Local Splash.
I don't know how those cell phone providers determine if it's a robocall or a spam or, you know what I mean? I've had people tell me that clients called them and it came up as spam, so it's so weird.
I don't either. And, you know, we use a CRM for our company. I'm sure you guys do too, clearly.
Yep, of course.
And, right. And, you know, we get so many people that just don't answer. And so I don't know if you know Alex Hormozi or not. In marketing, oh really? Oh yeah, I figured in marketing you know. Alex Hormozi is like an online guru guy. He's like one of the legitimate ones. He's not one of these like sell you a bunch of shit for no reason, right? One of the tactics him and his company use because they call out of their CRMs is they do what's called a double dial and then a triple dial. So as soon as the lead comes in, they'll call. And then nobody will answer. And then they call back immediately right away because robocallers typically won't call back two times in a row if it's like a spam call. And so what they found was that, right, so they'll double dial. So they'll call the first time, they don't answer, they call the second time, and they get a much higher response rate. And then if they don't answer that time, then they'll call them from a personal phone a third time, which will almost never come up as spam. So, like, when somebody gets three calls in a row, two of them showing spam and one of them not, they're a lot more likely to answer. And they said that their response rate went up over 100 times, like 100x times.
Wow, that's cool. You know what? We have a girl here that does that. She's more on the front-end sales. But when she calls out, she doesn't do the triple dial, but she'll do the double dial. She'll call. If she gets an answering machine, she hangs up and calls right back. And a lot of times they answer on that second attempt. It's so funny that you said that. She must know who he is, I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't know if that's unique to him or not, but that's who I heard it from. And, you know, especially if you're somebody who's filled out a lead intake form of some sort, you're expecting a phone call to come in. And so if you get it twice in a row, you know, chances are you're going to answer most likely the second time. So.
Yep. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your business. Do you own a pool contracting company? I can tell by your email.
Yeah, I'm a pool builder. So I do new construction and remodel work. I actually got your information from one of the companies that does a lot of the work for me. They use you guys because they do a lot of direct-to-consumer remodel work as well as subcontracting for other contractors.
Oh, what company is that?
Radiant Pool Plastering.
Okay, I'm going to put that on here. Pool Plastering. Okay. And then
I was talking to him. So I have a guy who runs all of my Facebook ads, and all my meta work, and he does really good for us and stuff. But I don't run any like LSA ads. I don't run any pay per click ads for Google or anything. And I think that's probably a big mistake. And so I've been trying to figure it out on my own. And I'm like, I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm good at building pools.
Yeah, especially if you try to do it on your own and if you've ever hit a glitch and you try to contact Google for assistance, as you know, they're not very receptive to help. It's hard to get through to them, and then they don't really help out with that kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's smart thinking. Now, tell me a little bit about your business. How long have you had the business?
That's kind of a complicated story. Yeah, so let's say a year and a half.
A year and a half. The answer is really
3 years for this business, but it was a franchise I had bought into that didn't work out. We ended up going through a big legal battle and then getting out of that contract and going solo, and rebranding and everything. So solo a little over a year and a half. But I've been in the business for 16 years, and I sold my other company 4 years ago, and we did weekly service, repair work, remodel work, and all that kind of stuff, and we did really good back then. And I'm under the same umbrella, so I have the same, the same LLC and everything. So That's also
kind
of complicated. Yeah, so kind of complicated, but really this business, a year and a half as it sits, like as it's structured.
Okay. I can see that that's going to benefit you in two different ways because, number one, since you're official, you know, on your own apart from the franchise for 1.5 years, that will qualify you for better pricing. I can put you into our new in business rate. But when we set you up online, we can promote that you're a trusted business in the community with over 16 years of industry expertise, and that will give a potential new client, you know, that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Now, where is your business
during our,
located?
During our sales process, when they ask, it's like, how long have you been in the business? Like, I've been in business 16 years, right? So it's like,
perfect. Yep. That definitely helps. Yeah, to give that extra credibility. And then, where are you located again?
Just outside of Houston.
Okay, Houston. And then, since you're looking into local service ads, what is the zip code? Because it'll give me the pricing for the leads with that.
77573.
77573. Okay. How did you find out about local service ads? A lot of people don't know that they exist, so I'm pretty impressed. It sounds like you know a lot about marketing.
No, I don't know much about marketing.
Really?
I got that. No, it's weird. Yeah, I know. I should know more, honestly, about it than I do at this point. I almost get a little bit of, I don't know if it's dyslexia or what, but anytime I start looking into certain things like ads and I start digging into like the back end of things, I get very jumbled and confused. You know, it's almost like somebody has dyslexia when they're reading and they're like, I don't know what these words, I know the words, but I can't read them. I've watched dozens of videos and taken online courses and I'm at the exact same place as I've been for the last 15 years, so.
Got it.
It's one of those things where I know what I don't know though, and so I try to hire it out. LSAs. So I got that off of, I'm in some Facebook groups for some, like blue collar business owners and that sort of thing. And
guys are
like, right. So there's always a lot of conversation about what's working for your business. And a lot of guys are like, they're like, the LSAs. And I'm like, oh, okay, what's an LSA? So then I Google that and I start looking into it and that sort of thing. So it's more of just, I see other people talk about it saying it's working really well for them. And so I want to look at, you know, but I don't know the difference between like a pay-per-click, you know, search ad and an LSA and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So I'll explain it to you. Local service ads or LSA is a newer program that Google released about 2 years ago. A lot of people, because it's so new, don't even know that it exists, but it's a pay-per-lead program on Google as opposed to the Google ads being pay-per-click, okay? Now, if you've ever tried a typical lead service, which I'm sure you have over 16 years, right? What those companies do is they'll sell the lead to you and to everyone else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. But the reason that people are recommending this program in your Facebook groups and why it's so highly profitable is that Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So if you get a lead through LSA, it exclusively comes to you, which means you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it, okay? And then with the leads coming through the LSA program, we put a call tracking number on there and monitor them for you and ensure that you never get charged unless it's a valid lead within your area. So sometimes those typical lead services, they'll charge you if it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away. They don't care because that's how they make their money, right? And then if, you know, it's up to the business owner to dispute them, and it becomes very difficult to manage. So with this, we manage it for you. And if someone calls you and says, hey, Scott, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that. That's not a lead. Or if they say, hey, Scott, I need a custom pool built. I'm in Las Vegas. Well, that's not your service area, so you're not going to pay for that, right? So those are the major benefits of this. So what I would recommend for you would be what's called our VIP package, but without the Facebook ads, because you don't need those. You're already doing, having someone do those on your own, and you're successful with them, right? So this VIP package would include also programming your local Google business page to show on the first page of the Google Maps for the keywords in your area. And that's huge because, you know, there's a large percentage of people that will bypass the LSA or the pay-per-click ads and go straight to the local listings. So that way you'll be in a spotlight position there. You'll also be programmed into some of the popular directories in your area. And the idea behind that, Scott, is to give you the most dominant internet presence locally so that you start ranking higher on Google. And then it also would include the local service ads and the pay-per-click ads. Okay. Our minimum requirement for the pay-per-click ads is 300 a month, and that's a starting point. So you don't have to, you know, be stuck there. You can always grow it as you go. Okay. So, if you wanted
real quick. Now, I also have another, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just don't want to forget
okay.
as we're going. I'm sitting at my desk.
No, I understand. Yep.
I have another company also that does, they rebuilt our website and they're working on all of our SEO. They got our Google My Business page and all that stuff, you know, really well set up. And they've kind of worked on a lot of that SEO type work to get us ranking higher and getting us showing up on the maps and all that kind of stuff as well. Is that stuff that you guys do or
yes.
kind of how does that?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about this ultimate package has all of those services included. So you'll have the first page placement on the Google Maps. You'll have a budget running for your Google pay-per-click ads, and you'll also be on the local service ads section of Google. Now, with that being said, in order to participate in local service ads, you have to pass a background check. So I assume that you're mm-hmm. licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I actually did all that last night, or yesterday.
Oh.
I went ahead and went through the whole LSA thing last night and submitted all my information and driver's license and all that. I think.
Good.
Let me see.
You might be a little bit ahead of the curve there then.
Yeah, it says action required to complete your local services ad background check. This came in late last night. It says action required. Oh, what happens if I click again now? I don't know. So yeah, I'm a little ahead of that.
Good. So we would have you add us to that one that you've already started. It would be called a transfer, you know, and then we would take it over. So what would happen is you're the owner of everything, right? Because it's your business. We would be managing it all for you. So we would make sure that we get you passed for the background check. Typically, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but because we're the best of the best in the industry, we're knocking them out even sooner, like within 3 to 4 weeks. Okay. And then once you're approved for the LSA program, then we would call you to activate the budget to start the leads. And the leads would run about $130 each. That's going to vary, Scott. It might be a smaller job where the lead's only $120. It might be a bigger job where the lead's $140, but the average is $130, okay? So the activation budget that we would collect about 4 weeks down the road whenever you're approved would equal 13 leads within the month or $1,704. Now, you don't have to take 13 leads every month, okay? You take on as little or as many leads as you want, and then the next month you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. Also,
so does it come up and say, hey, there's a lead for you for X, Y, or Z. Do you want to accept this? And you say yes or no?
No, they would be calling you directly through the local service ads. And then on our client dashboard where you track your results, you'll see it'll say local service ad charged or not charged. And then you can even go back and listen to the calls for quality assurance. So they're very, very good at monitoring that for you. But once in a while, if something falls through the cracks and you were charged for it and it wasn't a lead, no problem. You just submit that to us for a credit and we would apply it for you. but it's an excellent program, which is why the people on the Facebook groups are recommending it, okay? So that transfer process for the LSA and also to pass that background check, all of that would be included with your initial investment, which would be $749. And that also includes that fresh bucket of $300 worth of the Google pay-per-click ads. And then each month moving forward, let me just see here, it would go down to just $499 monthly, okay? And then what that will include is, in addition to that first page placement on the Google Maps, is with the pay-per-click, how those work is we'll send that $300 directly to Google to run those ads for you. We'll set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is so that those ads will stretch out throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected $2,000 bill at the end of the month because we'll put a cap on it, right? So each morning, your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once the, once the budget exceeds, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent that enormous bill from coming in. So for example, let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 a click and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And so with your call tracking and with your client dashboard, you're going to have a clear view of how many clients are coming through the pay-per-click, how many are coming through the local map optimization on Google, and how many are coming through the LSA. And then you can always monitor or adjust the budget down the road. Sometimes people want to go gung-ho and they say, I want to start right away, but I want $1,000 budget. And I tell them, if that's what you want, I can do it. But I always say it's better to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. You know, why not start with the minimum, see the results that you're getting, and then based on that, you could reinvest some of that money and grow it in the future. Right. But what was your thought? What was the budget you were thinking of doing?
I wasn't sure. Is there a database to show what like your immediate local competitors are paying and kind of basically, here's my question. How do we know how to squeeze out our local guys?
Oh, I see. So yeah, the Google advertising department, which is the pay-per-click, they have access to that. They can see the average of what the people in your area are paying, and then they can adjust your budget accordingly. Also, you don't have to do everything at once. I mean, you sound like you have a good marketing sense and you probably would want to, but let's say that I just want to do the LSA and the local map optimization. I don't want the Google pay-per-click right now. We can adjust that for you accordingly. But if you want to do everything right away, it's just $749 today and then $499 month to month. And that includes that fresh batch of 300 of Google ads each month. And then, of course, plus the lead fee, and that's once you're approved.
Right. So basically it'd be the $300 worth of ads. So then, so it's $499, you said. So $200 basically goes to you guys for doing the back end work. Is that right?
Yeah. So what that $199 covers is the programming to keep dynamic pools on the first page of the Google Maps in a spotlight position. And that takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So it's very, very elaborate. And then once you're actually ranking on the first page, we would make sure that every time Google changes their algorithm, and it happens, you know, sometimes 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time Google changes their algorithms, you have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you will never fall off the first page. So that's going
now,
to help.
Now, I told you just that this other company is doing that stuff for us already. Is this, would you guys be taking over this from them, or would they continue doing their stuff and then you're an addition to that, or?
Oh, I misunderstood you. I didn't know that they, I thought you said just the Facebook ads. I must have missed that part. So
the company that they rebuilt our website, redid our SEO, and they've been working on ranking us and all of that kind of stuff as well. It's only been going on for about 2 months, I think now. So I don't know. I don't know. But I also asked them the reason why. So I emailed them earlier in the week, and I said, you know, who do I talk to about doing some Google ads, LSAs, et cetera? And they wrote back and like, actually, we don't do any of that kind of work right now. So they don't do any kind of ad running. They just do the back end SEO stuff, which is cool. But, you know, I need more than that. So would this be, so going with you guys would be cutting them out, you guys doing all of it in-house and them not doing anything.
I would recommend that. I would only because when I search for dynamic pools in Houston, I'm not seeing that you have a very strong internet presence yet. And when I search for pool contractor in Houston, you're not ranking at all. And 2 months, you should be getting some traction, at least with your main category. You might not get in all of the little keywords until 90 days, but within 60 days, you should be ranking, and you're not even showing there. Also, before I called you, I saw the back end of your email, so I tried to look at your website, dynamiccustompools.com, and I got an error message that says that this site is not secure, so I didn't go any further. I can, of course, go to custom settings or advanced, and I could look at it that way, but I didn't know without talking to you if that was going to be, you know, some type of a spam or something like that.
No,
so, I mean,
it's not wrong. The actual website, the new website they built for us, isn't live yet. They're waiting on us to approve it. So we've got to have time. We've been trying to find time to actually sit down and go in and, you know, go over the whole thing and make sure that they want to hit it live. So that's why on that. But the ranking stuff we should be there. So I think.
Did they send you a preview of the site so far?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Good. So you just have to look at it and approve it, and then that I'm sure the site can get up and running pretty quickly, right?
Oh yeah. As soon as we tell them go, it's flip the switch and it's live. So. And actually,
okay,
now that knowing it's giving you an error, I really need to do that, like, right now. So, I need to do that today.
Okay. I found your Google Business page. You're in League City, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have 26 five-star reviews on there, which is really good. That means that you'll probably, you know, get approved for the LSA very quickly, because one of the requirements is they want you to have a verified Google page with at least five five-star reviews, and you have, you know, 26 of them. One thing I would recommend on here is that your address is published. I would recommend, unless you're a showroom or something, to hide the address. Are you a showroom where people can come in and kind of pick? Okay, well, then it's good that it's listed, because then they want to, you know, you want to have people actually find you, you know, so then that's
I've got a whole showroom and everything people come into. It's not like not a come in anytime you want thing. It's by appointment only, but I do like having a physical location listed.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Sometimes a pool contractor, if they don't have a showroom, they're a home-based business. So in those situations, we will hide the address. But for you, you know, you do have that brick and mortar, so you might as well, you know, promote it. So let me just indicate this here. League City.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of times where Google has actually sent the customer to the wrong location, and it's an apartment, and we've almost lost business because of it. They're like, we thought you were working.
They're like,
we almost thought you were working out of an apartment, and we were going to just cancel our appointment. And we're like, oh, I'm glad you called me then.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Very much so. That's not good, but okay.
Luckily, by the time we're at that point in the process, you know, we have a rapport with them, so it's not like they're just trying to find it out of the blue and don't know us. Like, I already met them and everything else, but so it works out.
Makes sense.
But having that physical address is important for me.
Of course, yeah. Okay, so that's good. So let me just make sure. The other phone number on there is the 338-1046. That's your business line, right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And then – I can't access the site because you haven't approved it yet, but I'll put the URL in here. So if you want to do just the LSA and the Google Ads, that's an option too. The application fee would be $250. So if you want to go that route, or that's for the transfer and to, you know, get you background checked approved, of course, it would be $550 today, and then each month moving forward, you're just paying the $300 for the Google pay-per-click ad. So that's an option as well.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all do Facebook as well?
We do. We absolutely do. So if you bundle it with the Meta or the Facebook ads, they recommend starting with 100 a month, so that would just increase it by 100 each month, unless your budget that you spend right now is already higher, and then we could do as much or as little as you want.
No, I do between 1,500 and 2,000 a month in Facebook ads right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smart. You know, a lot of people don't realize how cool those Facebook ads are because it's targeted. It, you know, the search engines will track what people in their area are searching for, and I'm sure that you've had this happen where, you know, you've searched for something online, and the next minute you go to your Facebook news feed, and there's ads for that popping up.
and we do a lot of retargeting and stuff like that as well. But one of the things that's gotten me wanting to do more like the Google stuff is that what I've found is that the people that find us on Google are much higher intent, and the ones who find us on the Facebook, Instagram, all of our Meta ads, we get a lot more tire kickery type stuff. But we also don't pay per lead. We just pay my marketing guy his monthly fee, and then we pay our ad spend. But I think last year we did $2.1 million on 46,000 in total spend between his fees and the ads and everything else. So I think my ROAS on that is really significant. It's really good. And that's with all the tire kickers and the bullshit that comes in. So I'm like, if I could really dial in like some Google ads and LSAs and get some much more higher intent, you know, leads in there, I think I could even make that delta even wider. I mean, I could do, you know, if we could get to 4 million in sales on, you know, 70,000 in ad spend, I'd be pretty freaking stoked about that. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that goes back to that old saying, you know, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, then you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, you know? So, but we're definitely full service, Scott, and we have earned a premier partnership with Google, which means it's an elite status with Google, and we actually have a support staff on site there. So that's the cool thing is that, you know, anytime there's a glitch or something's going on with a keyword or programming, we just pick up the phone and we call our team at Google and we get that figured out for you. What company were you looking to look into their budget, because there's a website called spyfood.com, and you can put their web address into it, and it will show you how much money they're spending.
What's it called?
It's called SpyFu, SpyFu.com. And at the top, it'll say enter a domain URL or keyword, so you can put in the domain of, you know, a competitor that you're wanting to look into, and it will show you what their ad spend is.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Avery Custom Pools is my local, the one that's closest to me that is what I would consider my biggest competitor.
Okay.
And I get along with everybody, but I just don't like those guys.
Yeah, that's normal. I mean, obviously, if they're probably providing not as good as a service of you because, you know, you have the 16 years of industry expertise, but maybe they're spending a lot more money and that's why they're getting, you know, outranking you. And then of course you're not going to like them. You know, you're going to be like, how come this client's in my backyard, but this Avery is ranking above me? You know what I mean? So,
I'll tell you my distaste for them is not having to do with them beating me. It has more to do with has more to do with an arrogance from the ownership. They started during COVID, you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, whenever everything was just gangbusters. And, they built a reputation really fast because they had an older guy that they started the company with had a bunch of money, and they dumped a shitload of money into advertisements and a media team and all sorts of things.
Oh, I see.
And then whenever the market started, and that's cool, but I have everyone's going to do the thing, and they had a great reputation for quite, you know, several years. But whenever the market started to tank, and the, interest rates went up and all that kind of stuff, their prices stayed high, and their level of service went down really, really dramatically. So there's like a bunch of lawsuits and there's just like, I don't like the way they run their company. I don't care about being beat. I don't like when people fuck over their end users and get arrogant about it.
Of course.
You know, I have an email from a customer that they had sent them. They're like, hey, you know, this is taking 2 years to get this resolved. And their response back was, hey, our contract doesn't designate how long something should take. So you need to be patient. And I was like, I don't like that sort of thing from company owners.
Definitely not, because even though the contract doesn't state it, you and I both know that the client asked when they hired them, how long is this going to take? Now they have a loophole. Oh, well, we didn't put it in the contract, so you just have to be patient. But, yeah, 2 years is totally unacceptable.
Saying that internally to your own team is one thing. Saying it to a customer in an email with that amount of, like, gumption, that really put a very customer driven. I'm very customer experience driven. And the guys around here who are, I don't want to say beating me, but the guys around here who are bigger than us, you know, who I know how they do business, and when the customer calls, they kind of jump and they jump on it and they do a good job and have a good reputation. I love those guys. We all get along really well. There's just a couple of them that I would like to squeeze out as much as possible, and I'm willing to spend the money to do it.
Yeah. So I just looked them up on SpyFu, and it says their estimated monthly Google Ads budget is $24,110 a month. And they get an average of 11,454 pay-per-clicks each month. But one thing I see that's in your favor is it says they only get 1% organic traffic. So all of their traffic, it looks like, is coming from the Google pay-per-click ads. So for you, you're going to have an advantage because you're going to start showing organically in the maps. And you're also going to have the local service ads on Google. So you'll have that, you know, threefold marketing going on. And then, of course, if you want us to do Facebook ads, then that's even a fourth benefit that you would get. But, I mean, are you wanting to get started on this today? Or are you trying to gather information so you can, in your head, put a budget together? Or what's your
thought? That part.
There?
I want to get started as fast as possible, but I do need you to send me over everything we talked about so that I can go over it, I don't make all the decisions with my wife. We're co-owners. We own it together. But like big decisions, we do go over it together. And she's the one who set up the other company that's doing all the SEO work and the back, the website and everything. And so I need to talk to her about, you know, what we're paying them, what they're doing for us exactly, and then how this would overlap. And then when it comes to the Facebook stuff, I'm not going to, you know, my other guy's been really good, and he's been great with us for 3 years now. But what I have considered doing is running a parallel campaign, bringing in another company to run a parallel campaign with different creative, different targeting, et cetera, and just run them at the same time. And, you know, I'm willing to double my ad spend, you know, pretty quickly, between the different, I don't want to double it with him just doing the same ads and, you know, and fatiguing that market. But the different company that has a completely different, approach with their, do you guys do all the creative and stuff as well?
Yeah, we do posts. We can update the Facebook page. We can, you know, add pictures, photos, before and after. So we can definitely do all the creative work, but we wouldn't create a new Facebook page. So we can run our ads separately outside of the account.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't mean writing a new page. I just mean, like, when you create an ad for Facebook, are you going to create the ad? Are you going to, like, put the picture on there and put the graphics on there and then, you know, do the copy and everything else? And do you guys use, like, AI for your copy, or do you have copywriters who are going to actually, like, write the copy?
We can do both. We have AI assistants, and we also can do the, you know, manual creating of the ads. Basically, what an ad is it's usually, you know, a tagline that gets someone's attention, and then a call to action, right? So for the best, you know, pool contractor in the area, the best new pool builder in the area, call Dynamic Custom Pools now, you know? So usually it's those are the most important things. But yeah, they would not just take the same ad and constantly run it for you. They could, you know, create a different one each time or alternate between two or three ones and see which ones are getting the best response and then modify them as you go. You know what I mean?
Right. I'll do A/B testing and all that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, and we also have, you know, a little incentive. If somebody does sign up on their first call with us, they're offering a an AI assistant called Ida, or it's a AIO, which would give you rankings through the AI on Google. So, for instance, if somebody puts in pool contractor near me, you'll be ranking on the first page in the maps. That's no-brainer, okay? But what if they put best pool contractor near me? Now, AI is going to get involved and look for the best pool contractors in your area, and we can, you know, manipulate that through AI and make sure that you're showing in that section. And they are only offering that right now on people that, you know, sign up on the first correspondence, or if they do an annual prepay with us and pay for the whole year up front. So if
right.
this is something that you're set on doing and you just want to kind of get your wife's blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe called her on the other line. I can definitely wait for you if that's the case.
No, I can't do that right now.
You can't? Okay. So I'm going to send you the price breakdown and everything in the email. And then remember, the two things that you can vary are the Google ads and the Facebook ads. But do you want me to just send it with the Google ads since you're, well, actually you want to do a separate campaign. So yeah, I'll put the Facebook ads
in. Send it all to me.
Price quote. Yeah. And then that way you can, you know, increase the budget or decrease the budget, you know, once you see it and once you and your wife decide what to do. What do you think, her time frame is going to be?
We'll probably have this conversation either this afternoon or tomorrow morning, and we'll probably have an answer by tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. So then what I'm going to do, Scott, is I'll text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That's also on the bottom of the email that I'm sending you. But that way, if you have any questions or if your wife has any questions, you'll have a good point of contact here. Okay.
All right. That'd be fine.
Okay, sounds good. I will get this composed and sent out to you. And in the meantime, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a really nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Scott. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.